This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. A lot of Americans react in horror when they find out about how the state-run media is controlled in places like North Korea or Communist China or Cuba, Venezuela, you name it. Places like that, socialism, communism, far-left governments, they always control the media. And, you know, Americans, thank God, they have a totally free press in America that's completely independent, right? Yeah, is that right? And they look at China and they say, gosh, that media over there is totally controlled by the government. They must be getting nothing but propaganda over there. You know, gosh, the press over there in China is lying to their citizens all the time because it's just run by the government. But thank God we have the New York Times and the Washington Post, totally independent, right? Well, of course, you know, I'm being facetious on this point because the entire U.S. mainstream media operates exactly like the media in China or North Korea, for that matter. It's all state-run media. The difference is that the New York Times, the Washington Post, USA Today, LA Times, what have you, they create the illusion of being engaged in journalism. They speak the language of journalism. They have the tone of journalism. They conduct themselves with the appearance of journalism. It's theatrics. But behind the scenes, what really happens is every morning, every one of these newspapers, websites, CNN, MSNBC, you name it, they all receive a memo. It's in the form probably of an email. And it tells them exactly what they're supposed to say that day using the exact words that they're supposed to use. And this is why you can find this on video, YouTube compilations. You can find examples of days where a dozen different TV stations were reporting the exact same news, word for word, not even having their own version of it, just literally reading scripts word for word, scripts that were handed to them. And you see every day, all these major newspapers like the New York Times, like the Washington Post, they receive their marching orders from the government, just like in North Korea, just like in Communist China, just like in Cuba or the old Soviet Union. They receive their marching orders, and it tells them really two things. One, here are the things that you must cover today, and here's the way you have to cover it. This is the spin. These are the words. These are the angles. You know, those could be stories like, oh, Trump is a bigot, right? Whatever, you know, Cruz is a wife beater, whatever they want to put out, right? That's it. And usually this is all fiction. And then the second thing is all the stories that they are not allowed to cover. Vaccines cause autism. CDC whistleblower Dr. William Thompson admits to committing scientific fraud to cover up the damage of vaccines, for example. A drug company caught committing massive fraud. Or better yet, there was a mass shooting, but it was carried out by someone who wasn't white. Like, that's a story they will never cover. So, between these two things of, number one, all the stories that they're ordered to cover, and number two, all the stories that they're ordered to blackball or censor, the media then dishes out its daily dose of propaganda. And this propaganda is designed solely to serve the interests of the state. And what is the state? It is the system of power that exploits its current leverage in order to maintain power by keeping you down and keeping you illiterate and uninformed so that you don't question the false reality that exists around you, a false reality that takes money from you, for example, through taxes that the government doesn't even need. I mean, maybe I should diverge into this topic for a minute for those of you who are not familiar with this. A lot of Americans suffer under the illusion that their tax money funds the government. And again, this is a narrative that has been pushed by the media in exactly the way I'm talking about here. It's a narrative. It's a fairy tale. They say, oh, your money has to go to Washington to build bridges and to to build schools and to fix roads. Nonsense. Nonsense. The government spends trillions more dollars than it ever brings in. Why, how do you think we got to $19+ trillion in debt? The government spends more money than it ever takes in. And anytime the banking system is in trouble, what does the government do? It creates often $1 trillion at a time. Just new money, hands it over to the banks. The government doesn't need your money to run itself. It can create the money. It's only $2 to $3 trillion a year that it even collects through private tax, you know, citizen taxes. It can create that money. The whole reason the tax code exists, and this is never reported in the media, is to keep you occupied, confused, and broke. Occupied, you know, so busy doing your taxes that you don't have time to march on the Capitol. You know, so confused by the tax code, which is by design created to be as convoluted and confusing as possible so that you can't even think straight after you do your taxes. The whole point of that is to keep you confused, keep you down, so once again, you don't wake up and march on the Capitol. And it's also designed to keep you poor and destitute so that you are dependent on the government. You can never get ahead. You can never join the club of the wealthy elite in Washington because they don't pay any taxes. They know all the right people. They have all the right lawyers. They have all the right offshore tax havens and tax loopholes and tax structures and foundations and you name it. But you pay the tax and it's all to keep you down. So the entire media exists basically to keep you confused, to keep you misinformed, to keep you ignorant of the reality that's taking place around you. In effect, the entire media exists to create theater for your mind. And this theater for your mind is supposed to keep your mind occupied so that your mind doesn't stumble onto other dangerous ideas like, oh, liberty or freedom or, you know, freedom of expression, freedom of the press, the Bill of Rights, human freedom. You know, these ideas. Why are we being ripped off by Washington? Why does the FDA protect a drug cartel pricing monopoly that doesn't allow us to buy medications more cheaply from Canada, for example? You know, these kinds of questions. If you're so busy filling out all your damn taxes, you don't even have time to think about this kind of stuff. You're chasing little scraps of paper and receipts like a human pack rat. That's what they want you to do. Occupy your time so that you don't have even the conscious bandwidth to think about freedom or revolution or to question the system that is suppressing you and enslaving you. So they create this massive theater for your mind. Another great example of this is airport security, which many of you may have already heard the term security theater. It's all theater. Every time I believe it's the GAO, does a security audit of the TSA, every time they do this, they're able to sneak weapons onto airplanes about 95% of the time. TSA security is nothing but theater. It has no purpose from an actual security standpoint. No purpose whatsoever. It is pure theater. Every security consultant in the world knows this is the case. They laugh at it. I mean, here you have a bunch of incompetent morons dressed up in costumes of federal agents. And I don't mean they're all morons, but some of them are actually at least nice and professional. But there are a lot of morons who worked. I mean, you know, they were the TSA runs help wanted ads on pizza boxes, you know, for example, to find more agents to come in and run this security theater. And that's why they don't have to have anybody who's actually qualified in security, because it's all theater. It doesn't matter. So they have this elaborate theater. What's the whole point of this theater? Well, a couple of points. One is to make you think that you're safe, make you think the government's keeping you safe, which it isn't. It's actually stealing from you with tax money, right? Taking your money that it doesn't even need. But secondly, it's also to train you for obedience, to train you to stand in line and go through the X-ray system or the scanner, you know, the naked body scanner. It's training you for a police state protocol that is just being increasingly ramped up, and it's trying to create a psychological normalcy for you living in a police state. That's its only real purpose, you know, security theater and get you indoctrinated into a police state. So this is just part of the theater that goes on. You know, the theater at the airport is mirrored by the theater at, you know, the IRS, the theatrics, the illusion that you're funding something in the government. No, you're not. They don't need your money. They don't give a crap about your money. They just print all the money they need. They create it digitally to buy the weapons, to give money to their friends in the war industry or the pharmaceutical industry or the fake green solar industry, most of which is just total fraud. None of the ideas work. And they just go bankrupt and take money with them. It's all theater. Healthcare. The entire healthcare system is elaborate theater. You know, cancer clinics are total theater. There's nothing that they do at a cancer clinic that reverses cancer or prevents cancer. Nothing. Every single intervention that they push actually causes cancer. Chemotherapy causes cancer. Radiation causes cancer. Mammography causes cancer. I mean, any physicist would have to admit that. I mean, mammograms emit ionizing radiation. That's how they image breast tissue. You have to be an absolute moron not to know that, you know, if you're a physicist, not to know that that causes cancer. Of course it causes cancer. It causes genetic mutations in the cells of your heart and your breast. So it's all theater. In fact, the whole cancer thing, oh my God, how much theater. You won't even believe how much theater that is. Where they even the mammograms, they smash your breast in a machine, they do some imaging, and then they bring something up on a screen, and they say, oh, look at that, there's a little dense ghosting shadow there. That's cancer, they say. Nonsense. They're making it up. They're completely making it up. It's all fiction. It's not cancer. You know, Dr. Fareed Fattah was prosecuted by the Department of Justice and is serving time in prison now for falsely diagnosing people, I mean hundreds of people, with cancer so he could make money treating them. It was all theater. And he ran a cancer clinic in Detroit, or the Detroit area. And all of these cancer oncologists, it's all just elaborate theater. And their sales techniques are total theater. It's like used car salesmen. Oh, if you don't do this, you're going to die in 6 months, so you better sign here. Let's inject you with chemo. They don't tell you they're making money off the chemotherapy. But wherever you go in society, I mean, even a lot of food labeling, you look at the labels on foods in the grocery store, especially the highly processed junk foods, and the picture on the front of the box, like cereals, for example, isn't that all a theater? They show healthy fruits and things that aren't even in the cereal. It's all elaborate theater. The pictures of the food are not what's inside the box. You know, the advertising for pharmaceuticals on TV, you'll have like an antidepressant commercial. It's all these healthy people doing Tai Chi in the park. But none of those people in the ad are actually on that drug. Otherwise, they'd be at home, you know, with pale, sweaty skin, depressed, suicidal, you know, with a pistol up to their head, you know, unshaven, stinky, you know, just having a horrible, horrible life. So they have to show you actors who look beautiful and who look healthy. In order to do that, they have to find people who aren't taking the drugs that are being advertised, because those drugs make you miserable and depressed and suicidal and violent and psychopathic. So, you know, again, everything's theater. Everything in society that you see, the big industries, academia, a lot of academia is just theater as well. Not all of it, but quite a lot of it. They say, oh, you're going to go to college, you're going to get this degree, you're going to become good at something, you're going to have all this knowledge. But then when you get to college, in many cases, you find your professors are morons. You know, you're getting a degree in cultural studies. It's a lot of circular logic nonsense, you know, or gender studies or what have you. It's just complete, you know, liberal arts garbage. You don't learn anything. You don't even learn how to think. You just learn how to make excuses and play victims. It's not even a real education in many cases. I mean, there are some good schools that teach real thinking skills. You know, there are engineering schools that are good. You know, there are real journalism schools still out there, and so on and so forth. But a lot of these schools are just nothing but indoctrination centers for the future cry bullies. So everywhere that you look in society, I want you to start thinking about what is theater for your mind versus what is real. Even when you're reading news in the media and you read some story and you get angry about it, or you have an emotional reaction, that's when you have to be especially aware and alert. They love to present stories that create emotional reactions in order to tie up your emotional bandwidth and prevent you from being able to think clearly about other things in your life, like, you know, again, marching on the Capitol. A lot of these stories that are intended to occupy your brain have a race element to them. It'll be like, oh, you know, a bunch of white Southerners beat a black person to death. You know, that kind of story, even if it's true, it is selected for the purpose of creating this outrage theater to occupy your mind and to create a society of pitting people against each other, blacks against whites, to keep the people fighting amongst themselves so that nobody realizes we are all universally being screwed by the system, regardless of our skin color. You know, all of us, black, white, Asian, you know, whatever, Malaysian, you know, you name it, Hawaiian, whatever your origin, we're all being universally screwed by the system. And all of our minds are being toyed with by this media that is, again, designed to do nothing other than create massive theater and distraction for your mind. Think about stage magicians. They use sleight of hand and the art of distraction, right? They have you looking at one thing while your attention is focused over there on that hand. They're doing something else with the other hand, you know, stuffing a rabbit into the hat or hiding billiard balls under cups or what have you. It's all sleight of hand. And it's all about the psychological art of distraction, if you will. And that's what the media does. So when you really should be asking questions like, hey, why is this presidential candidate, Hillary Clinton, committing felony acts of violating security laws that other people have gone to prison for, you know, when you should be asking that, instead, the New York Times is going to say, hey, somebody at the Trump rally shoved somebody else. And that's the news of the day. And that's what you're supposed to focus on. Oh, somebody shoved somebody. You know, who gives a crap? Somebody shoved somebody. You know, the bigger questions of what's happening in our world and happening in our country and the future of our nation, the future of liberty, is never allowed to occupy your mind. They want to occupy your mind with all the things that don't matter for precisely the reason that I mentioned here, so that you never think about the stuff that really does matter. So lastly, this is why the independent media is so important. For any thinking person, anyone who really wishes to stay informed, people who want to live in reality and not the fake reality. And by the way, almost all the quote reality shows on TV are totally scripted. It's no more real than, you know, the World Wrestling Federation or whatever it's called these days, WWE, or I don't even know. You know, it's all fake, right? It's not real fighting. You know, you want real fighting, you got to watch the UFC. That's real. That's not scripted. But the stuff you see on TV reality shows, it's all scripted. You know, survival shows, Bear Grylls or what have you, it's all scripted. It's not real life. So if you want reality in terms of news, you got to go to the independent media. You know, my website, Natural News, is a great example. You got to go to newstarget.com. We report the real news, and a lot of what we do is we actually demystify the fake news. We read between the lines. We'll often quote a story from the New York Times, but we'll tell the story that they are not willing to tell. We'll report the facts that they are glossing over. Or we'll read between the lines and connect the dots that they're not willing to connect. or we'll do original stories from other sources that bring in news and information that simply will never appear in the New York Times. So it's interesting to keep an eye on the mainstream media. There's no harm in checking out the New York Times from time to time if you want to keep up on the fiction of the day, or if you want the false narrative fairy tales, to go to the Washington Post. If you want to have, you know, your fictional comic book quack science update, go to Washington Post. If you want real news about reality, you got to read the independent media like ZeroHedge.com or the DailySheeple.com or the Common Sense Show or the SHTFplan.com or here's one I like, governmentslaves.info, govtslaves.info. They gather up a lot of great stories. Blacklistednews.com is another one. Healthimpactnews.com. Allnewspipeline.com has some pretty wild stuff there too from time to time. GMWatch.org, ageofautism.com, all these sites and many more. I don't mean to leave anybody out, but all these sites are sites where you're going to get the real story of what's actually happening in the world, which is sometimes pretty crazy. You know, a lot of these sites, they might seem outlandish, but that's only because they're reflecting a world that is outlandish. You know, the stuff that's actually happening in the world with, you know, using children for vaccine medical experiments, for example, that's pretty crazy stuff. And when you report on it, maybe it sounds crazy, but that's only because the CEOs of these drug companies are clinically insane. They're psychopaths. So when you're reporting on them, the stories sound like, wow, that's crazy. Yeah, these people are crazy criminals. They are psychopathic, mentally ill pharmaceutical CEOs, and they're willing to use children for guinea pigs. So yeah, when you report on that, it's a crazy story. But reality is crazier than you think. When you're reading a news source and it's telling you everything's fine, everything's amazing, everything's okay, it's all under control, you're going to be taken care of, your pension is safe, stock market's always going to go up, you know, and all this other BS, you know you're being lied to. Seriously, any news organization that's telling you it's all good news all day, every day, the future's great, hand over your paycheck, you're going to be fine, take these pills. If that's what they're telling you, you know, you're being lied to. That's theater for your mind, folks. And maybe it's time you pulled back the curtain on that theater and started looking at reality instead of fiction. If you want reality, read my website, naturalnews.com. Thanks for listening. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and like you, I live in the real world and I report on the real world, and it's a crazy world, but I'd rather be informed than just be another person watching the theater that's been constructed for your mind by the fake media. Take care. I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, HealthRangerStore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at HealthRangerStore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.